Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Good morning. Today is Mother's Day. I'd like to start with a short reading that I picked up somewhere along the way and have had in my files for a few years about Mother's Day and about mothers. Today, we applaud all mothers and all who have mothered, sisters, aunts, grandmothers, close friends, and so many others. Truly, you deserve it. To those who gave birth this year, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience loss through miscarriage or failed adoptions, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, full of pokes, tests, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make it harder than it is. To those who are godmothers, foster moms, mentor moms, spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To moms who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with their children, we sit with you. To those who have lost their mothers, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse or neglect at the hands of their mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who live through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall test of motherhood, we are all better for having you in our midst. To those who are stepmoms, we walk with you on that sometimes difficult path. To those who dreamed of lavishing love on grandchildren, yet that dream was not meant to be, we grieve with you. To those who will have emptier nests this year, we grieve and we rejoice with you at the same time. To those who place children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, either expected or surprise, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with every woman in our life. Womanhood is not for the faint of heart, and we have some real warriors, many of our listeners today, I'm sure. We honor all women today, mothers of all kinds. We thank you for your love and for your sacrifices. Now just a few words. God is like a loving mom or dad, I think, a parent. And on this day when we honor all who have mothered, may I suggest some comparisons we could draw between the love of a mother and the love of God. For one thing, the love of God is a very personal kind of love. My sheep recognize my name, and I know them, Jesus said. We live in a lonely world, so much that is called love is really fake, artificial. We sometimes think we aren't really important, but there's one place where we're still somebody, and that's at home. At home, we're not just a number. We're a valued member of the family. It's that way with God. We're more than a number, more than a face in the crowd. God loves us with a very personal love, just like a mom. Even the very hair of our head is counted. That's the first comparison. The love of God is a very personal love. For another thing, the love of God is a very giving kind of love. My sheep recognize my voice and I know them, Jesus said. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. The nature of God is to give. God gave us life. God sustains our lives with sunshine and rain and much more. And when our days are finished on this planet, God gives us eternal life. A mother took her 6-year-old boy into a doctor's crowded waiting room, and as they waited their turn, he began to ask her all kinds of questions. In a half an hour, he managed to cover almost every subject he could think of. To the wonder of all the others sitting in the room, his mother answered every question carefully and patiently. He got around to God, and as the other people listened to her hows and whys, it was plain to see by the expressions on their faces that they wondered, how does she stand it? But when she answered her son's next question, she answered theirs too. Why, he asked, doesn't God ever get tired and just stop? Mom said, because God is love, and love never gets tired. That's true. If you or I were God, we would get tired of giving when so little gratitude in return. Yet God keeps giving. God's love is personal. God's love keeps giving. And last, God's love never quits. Jesus said, "No one will snatch them from my hand." God never quits loving. A man wrote to Reader's Digest, "My mother has always treated me like her baby, no matter what my age. After turning 30, I bought a computer and learned to use it. Thinking I'd impress her with my skill, I sent her a well-written letter, complete with fancy font, graphics, borders. I called to ask her what she thought of the letter, and she said, 'It's lovely, dear. It's hanging on my refrigerator for all the neighbors to see.' You see, mom's love never stopped. So hooray for our moms and all who mother. You deserve it. Also, hooray for God. God is a loving parent. God's love is very personal. God's nature is very giving. And God's love, like a mother's love, never quits."
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.